More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, stress mess. Are stress and anxiety your constant companions these days? We're going to help you give them the slip and find the peace you're looking for. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled Stress Mess. Are stress and anxiety your constant companion these days? Well, if so, you're not alone. But we're going to help you give them the slip and help you find the peace that you're looking for. The number to call to join the conversation and help you reconnect with peace and overcome the things that are stressing you out today, 877-573-7825.
And sometimes we find ourselves to be stressed about things that are right in front of us, things that are happening in our own personal life. And sometimes we find ourselves to be just caught up in the things that we can't control, the world and things like that.
Exactly. So we're going to talk today about what you can do to hold on to your peace even when things seem out of control. 877-573-7825. Give us a call and tell us, what's stressing you out? Maybe you're going through a tough time in your marriage or struggling with your kids. Maybe it's work stress that's wearing you down. Perhaps you've been hit with some bad news that's undermining your peace. Or maybe all the conflict and chaos in the world is winding you up every time you turn on the news.
It certainly seems to be happening for so many of us right now.
Whatever is ramping up your stress, let us help you reconnect with the peace beyond all understanding. And that's our goal, right? I mean, God is the source of that peace beyond all understanding. We often don't see how we could feel peaceful even in the middle of all this. Whatever this is. It doesn't make sense, right? But the good news is it doesn't have to make sense. We can encounter God's grace and peace even in the middle of trials. We're going to show you the secret for making that happen today on More to Life and help you apply it in your own life. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, of course, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering, well, how can some theology possibly help me deal with stress? Well, I'll explain, because you're in the right place. So here's the thing. St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked kind of a huge question. I mean, kind of the hugest question you could ask. Basically, he said, if you took everything that God has given us, Scripture, salvation history, creation even, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for leading an abundant life and having healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what we now call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that biology is actually theology, meaning that God built important truths about living an abundant life right into the design of our bodies. And here's something your body already knows. Ready for this? Not all stress is bad.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my psychology teaches us that it, in its healthiest form, stress is simply how the body responds to change. Good stress helps us tune in, pay attention, and rise to meet the moment. Without it, we'd all just be spiritual potatoes, just kind of sitting passively while life happens around us. And while that feels like a very nice thing to be able to do right now, it's not what we're called to do. So good stress becomes de-stress when we lose what the theology of the body calls receptivity.
And receptivity is the soul's capacity for staying centered in grace. And I think you would have to say distress,
yes,
actually. So there's good stress and there's distress. And when we're connected to our best selves, attuned to the Holy Spirit and genuinely present to whatever life brings, we are in that receptive mindset. And when we're receptive, even serious problems don't have to overwhelm us. I mean, think of it like, I don't know, whitewater rafting, right? So a focused, calm rafter can read the rapids, can navigate the rocks, and come out the other side excited, even exhilarated for the challenge. But a panicked rafter, well, that same water becomes deadly. The thing is, the rapids didn't change, but the interior state did.
So that's exactly what receptivity to the Holy Spirit does for daily life. When distress hits, the answer isn't making the metaphorical rapids disappear, although we'd all like to. No, it's actually turning inward, quieting your body, recentering in prayer, honestly admitting you don't have all the answers, and trusting that God does. Then listening as He guides your next step, and the next, and then the next.
And the more consistently we can practice those steps, the more we can find that peace isn't something that life gives us. It's something that grace grows inside of us, even while we're navigating the most challenging rapids, so to speak, in life. All right, sounds good in theory, but how do you actually apply this in your own life in the face of the challenges you're experiencing? Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, what is stressing you out these days? Are you going through a tough time in your marriage or with your kids, whether those are younger kids or adult kids? Maybe it's work stress that's wearing you down. Or perhaps you've been hit with some bad news that's undermining your peace. Or just all the conflict and chaos in the world is winding you up every time you turn on the news or go on social media. Whatever is ramping up your stress, we want to help you apply the principles we were just talking about from the theology of the body to encounter the peace beyond all understanding. Let's talk about how to do that today on More to Life in Your Life at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And I have to say, this is something that I've really taken to heart in my own life, and I've had to work really hard to apply, because it, especially when I was younger, I wasn't anxious, but I would get stressed and irritable and kind of, you know, angry about all the stuff that would happen, the problems I didn't know how to deal with, the things, right? And I would try to kind of run around trying to fix everything.
Yes, you would.
But yeah, that was sort of my go-to for handling stress. I mean, it would start with me like cleaning the stuff up around me, because, you know, how could I think with this crooked picture frame and all this mess around me, right? But it would extend to, you know, what can I do about this problem or that problem? And just kind of obsessing, I call it being in Rubik's Cube mode, you know, just sort of thinking and being a little spaced out. And I realized in learning about all this that the key wasn't trying to get control of all the stuff going on around me. That if I could turn inward first and do the stuff we were just talking about in the reflection, you know, turn inward, recenter myself in grace, you know, recognize that I don't know what I'm doing, and that's okay because God does, and what I need to do is bring it to Him and really actively listen before I take the next step and the next step and the next. And, you know, I certainly haven't perfected this, but I've really grown in a lot of ways over the years, to the point where I am able to face a lot of stressors very differently than I would have, you know, several years ago. So we want to share that with you. I just wanted to share that personally speaking, this stuff works. It's not,
yeah,
magic. It takes effort, it takes practice, but it works. And I can testify, if you will, to that, you know, even in the middle of stressful situations, you can hold on to a sense of peace and confidence if you walk these steps. And let us help you learn how to do that in your life. Today on More to Life, 877-573-7825.
That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your questions. In the name of
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope Saint, Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for being present to us and for walking with us in times of stress. But Lord, we ask you to help us to see you there and to not just try to charge ahead and handle everything on our own. Give us the grace that we need to remember that peace does not come from getting everything in order around us, but rather peace comes from turning inward, from reconnecting with you, from quieting our bodies and our minds, and asking you to lead us through the steps of responding to those challenges. Help us to understand that by getting control of ourselves first, that there is nothing we can't accomplish with your grace and help. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Stress Mess, as we talk about the ways that stress and anxiety undermine our peace, and more importantly, how to get that peace back. 877-573-7825.
Well, Mary Catherine has contacted us, Greg. She's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio. And she says, I am the mother of three kids, two boys who are 7 and 4, and an 11-week-old baby girl. I find that everything is stressing me out right now. From the housework, I never knew there could be this much laundry, to the toys everywhere, to the big things like the state of the world. I've asked my mom, who lives about 6 hours away, to come and help for a few weeks, and she's taking leave from work to do it. But I don't want her to find me a fretful mess. I have been checked for postpartum issues, and I'm clear. I'm not depressed. I just feel stressed by all the things that I can't control, whether it's the state of my house or the state of my of the world. My mind is whirling just all the time. Any ideas how I can calm down and be a better daughter and a better mother? And that's Mary Catherine in Ohio.
All right, Mary Catherine, thank you so much for the question. And I want to say, first of all, you know, of course you're going to be overwhelmed. These are all new changes that you're experiencing, right? And you want to give yourself a break. As we were saying in the reflection, stress is just the body's response to change. Whether that's good stress in the sense that it helps us tune in and pay attention and problem solve, or bad stress in the sense that it tears us down and makes us less effective, depends a lot on how we think about those circumstances. So it's normal to feel like, you know, you're juggling a lot of balls right now, because you are. But you can, even with all this, get to a place where you can feel more peaceful. And I would suggest to you that the key right now is connection. It's connection with your baby. It's connection to your husband. It's connection to
the two other children that you have throughout the day.
And so the more you focus on getting stuff done, you know, what do I have to do next? How do I? And I realize this sounds counterintuitive, because you're going to hear me say this and you're going to, but what about the stuff? I get that. But the most important thing in getting the stuff done is getting yourself to a calmer place. And the best way to do that is to connect with your baby, with your kids, with everybody that we're just talking about, right? And here's why. The brain is actually wired to be anxious when we don't feel connected to others. But the more connected we feel, the less stressed we are.
And that's particularly true when you're in a postpartum part of your life. Everything is wired to defend the baby, and in this case, all three of your babies, and your home. And being more connected to your daughter and your sons, and your husband when he's home from work. And when we say connected, in your case, we mean particularly physical connection. So time really close, skin to skin with the baby that's brand new, that you're either nursing or bottle feeding. But even if you're in a bottle feeding situation, hold her close to your chest while you're doing that. Feel each other and sync your heartbeats up. Let that oxytocin that's going to help you feel connected to her and help you calm down just flood through your body. Read stories to your sons, cuddled up on the couch. You can be holding the baby and have one child on each side of you. You know, color with them. Do things that keep them close. And, of course, get some snuggle time with your husband. Have him just hold you for a while on the couch when he's home. Get that connection physically as well as time with them. That's going to be your base of starting to come out of this anxiety.
And remind me, did she say how old the other
yes.
her boys were?
Yes, she did. 7 and 4.
Okay. So what there are two other suggestions I'd like you to make. So building on what we were just saying, I'd like you to try to pay attention to the emotional temperature in the house or inside of you. And I want you to kind of keep this lesson in mind. Nothing's worth doing unless you can do it calmly, at least reasonably calmly. I don't mean blissed out necessarily, but reasonably calmly. The reason I say that is because the more you do when you feel stressed, the more you start to spin out. Now, so if you can pay attention to, you know what, I'm starting to stress. I need to step back and call the kids together and say, hey, guys, let's all just cuddle up on the couch for a second. You know, or just go give one of them a hug, or hey, say to your husband, hey, I could just really
need a hug right now.
And hold on, okay, until you feel the right, because that's your body saying the hug has stuck, that the benefits of that affection have taken hold. That's that neurological sign that says I feel connected. I'm gonna be okay. You know, don't just like okay, hug, run back to do the thing. Right, so that's number one. Pay attention to the emotional temperature in your heart and your home. Whenever you start seeing it get high, take a little break, read the story, cuddle, get the hug, do something to reconnect. But then that goes to the question of how does stuff get done? Well, another important part of this, of staying connected, is bringing your kids along with you to do things.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're folding laundry, let them help.
The 7 and 4-year-old can really
certainly
help you. The baby can be, in a wrap or in a swing next to you, but the 7 and 4-year-old can certainly know how to fold T-shirts. The 4-year-old can help match the colors of the socks, and you can, reaffirm, colors with them, and he's growing in that. But you're talking, and you're kidding around a little bit, and you're having that time together. But that laundry is getting full.
And the laundry is a placeholder. I mean, it can be any task. But we, as parents, we've kind of gotten away from the idea of thinking that we could or should do things with our kids. We tend to think that if we're going to be with our kids, it has to just be playtime. And so what ends up happening is either we play with them and don't get anything done, or we send them off to another room while we try to get things done, and then they set the house on fire.
Yeah, the whole room is trashed, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I just finished one room while they were in that room, and now look at this room.
But for kids, work is play. I mean, and so we can as long as you can make it enjoyable by talking with them, by telling little jokes, by being silly. They can walk behind you with a dust rag while you're dusting the living room. They can help you fold the laundry. They can help you even put away dishes.
Just kind of create it as like a Montessori situation so that you are working together when they are there, and set a timer. Just set a timer. Say, I am going to fold this laundry for 20 minutes. When the timer goes off, I'm done, and we're going to play a game, or we're going to cuddle up on the couch, or it's time for everybody to lay down, and the baby needs a nap, so we're all going to lay down together. Whatever those things are, time it out so you're not just spiraling into, I got to get it done, I got to get it done, I got to get it done.
Right. Make relationship and connection your focus, and the rest will get done. Follow these suggestions that we're making. And if there's more that we can do to support you along these lines, because this is a very different way of thinking about parenting and family life, I'd really encourage you to become part of the Catholic Home Community. That's Catholic HOM. It's an app. You can download it wherever you get your apps. And if you become a subscriber, you'll get not only tons of creative resources to help you build a more loving, connected, and peaceful Catholic household on mission, but the coaching every day that you need from Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches to help you overcome the hurdles that enable you to be more peaceful and effective as a parent and really live this kind of life that we're talking about, that allows you to be, you know, active and involved in getting stuff done without losing your mind. So again, that's Catholic HOM, stands for Households on Mission. Download the app. I hope that we'll see you as part of the community, and that we can continue the conversation there. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're talking with Bill Donahue from the Theology of the Body Institute, who's going to share some lessons he learned from John Travolta on managing stress. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Feeling worn out, overwhelmed, or just plain tired of feeling tired as a parent? Well, you're not alone. Parenting can drain even the most faithful moms and dads, especially at this time of year.
Join us, Dr. Craig and Lisa Popcheck, for a free Ave Maria Radio webinar, Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout, on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Get practical, faith-filled tools to recharge your batteries and rediscover the joy of raising Catholic kids. Register now at AveMariaRadio.net.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Today's show is titled Stress Mess, as we talk about stress and anxiety undermining our peace and how to get that peace back. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue, works with the Theology of the Body Institute, and Bill's here to talk to us about some lessons he learned from John Travolta on managing stress. Bill, what's that all about?
Yeah, let me just point out, they're not dance lessons from Saturday Night Fever. That's not the John Travolta movie we're talking about.
Well, what movie are we talking about, Bill?
This is a 1996 film called Phenomenon, and just to set it up real fast, something happens to John Travolta where he has access to 100% of his brain power, so he's, in a sense, overloaded with information. And when you were talking about this topic of stress this morning, it came to mind. There's a scene in the film where he's got so much information coming in. Sometimes when we're stressed, we slip on the micro lens and it's all coming in hot. In this scene, he's trying to cope with all the knowledge flowing in, and he's digging feverishly in his garden, and he's got so much going on in his brain and he's trying to process. For a second, he feels the wind blow. He stands up in the garden and looks out and sees this beautiful aspen grove blowing in the wind. And he has this moment of revelation as he looks at the macro, the big picture, takes a deep breath and starts to see connections. It's a quiet 40-second scene in the movie, but when it comes to the topic of stress, I kind of went there. I've dealt with this. Your listeners deal with it. We slip into the micro zoom lens and there's too much. But sometimes when we stand up, take the deep breath, look at the big picture, there can be that moment of pause. It's a simple thing, but that deep breath, that stepping back for a moment, can sometimes alleviate the micro pressure that happens with stress.
Well, and I think, you know, the thing that is interesting, because when people think about doing what you're talking about, I think we have a tendency to go to a place where we believe that we have to kind of be blissed out, right? And sort of, you know, not doing anything. Mm. But what you're describing in that film is that he was being bombarded, the character was being bombarded by all the information, right? But by turning inward and really focusing on reclaiming his peace, he was still getting bombarded with all that information, but he was able to process it differently. And that's what we're really talking about with this idea of receptivity. You know, being receptive doesn't mean that when we just step away from all the stress and go stand on top of a mountain and breathe deeply, that's when we're going to feel peaceful. It's in the middle of the moment when all the stuff is coming at us, we can turn in to that deeper part of our hearts where God is dwelling and ask him to remind us of the peace that he wants us to have so that we can approach all that crazy stuff in a clearer mind.
Absolutely. And you know, the classic frame of this is the gospel we never tire of hearing because we all need it. It's Martha and Mary. Martha sort of sliding into that anxious, troubled left hemisphere, focus on the details, get this thing done, as opposed to the Marian way, the stepping back and just drinking for a moment. So I know first things come first, and the secondary things will fill in their spot. So yeah, that's a classic icon, putting ourselves into that Marian way of receptivity, which leads to more fruitful activity if we take that pause. It doesn't mean, like you said, we're blissed out, but we're more focused on what's most important.
Well, and I think that's part of, you know, well, I think one of the missions of St. John Paul in outlining the theology of the body was kind of describing a spirituality of the laity, right? Where we could be active contemplatives, where we could be in the world but still be contemplative and attuned to God's grace and the voice of the Holy Spirit. And that's really what we're talking about here. Bill, I want to thank you so much for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, they can go to tobinstitute.org. That's tobinstitute.org. And we're taking your calls, listeners, right now at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Stress Mess. What's stressing you out? Let's help you reclaim the peace that you are looking for regardless of the challenges you're facing in your life. 877-573-7825. Back after this.
Welcome to an Advanced Dentistry Center family. This is Dr. Metti, and our team strives to treat you like family in a loving and compassionate way as we focus on serving you in a Christ-like manner. We do this by emphasizing prevention and general well-being for a lifetime. Our private practice is small, personal, state-of-the-art, and innovative, with the goal to educate and motivate our patients in improving their oral health. It is through a partnership with you that you will achieve the goals for your smile. Advanced Dentistry is serious about the level of care we provide, with attention to details and an exceptional level of care, skill, and judgment. We are thrilled for the opportunity to serve you.
Dr. Matty and the team invite you to visit them at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com or call them at 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
On the next Epiphany.
Hi, Vanessa Denha-Garmo here. Dr. Horace Buchholz from the Archdiocese of Detroit will be here to promote a special organ festival this spring at the Cathedral of the Most Blessed Sacrament. And Kelly Solomon with the Cardinal Newman Society is here to talk about the new edition of their Newman Guide, helping families navigate higher Catholic education.
Epiphany. Weekdays at noon on Ave Maria Radio.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Anxiety is such a commonplace experience that we often feel like there's something wrong with us when we aren't feeling anxious. We wonder what new threat to our security or peace we're missing. But how do you know whether you're experiencing normal garden variety stress and anxiety, or whether you're struggling with something more serious? Has anxiety become a regular part of your life? Does it impact your performance at work, or make it harder to enjoy your relationships, or prevent you from having the energy to do the things you used to enjoy? These are good signs it's time to seek professional help. People often wait years before getting appropriate counseling help, and by then the problem's been allowed to grow into something that's having a serious impact on your life, career, and relationships. Anxiety is very treatable, and a vast majority of people who seek help get better. If you're ready to win your battle against anxiety, check out my book, Unworried, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Stress Mess, as we talk about stress and anxiety being our constant companions, how do we get back to a place where we can feel peaceful, even in the middle of it all? Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and share what is stressing you out. You know, maybe you're going through a tough time in your marriage or with your kids, whether those are younger children, like we were talking about with somebody who was with one listener before, or older kids, adult kids. Or maybe it's work stress that's wearing you out, or you've been hit with some bad news that's undermining your peace. Or maybe it's just all the conflict and chaos in the world that's winding you up. Whatever is ramping up your stress, we want to help you reconnect with the peace beyond all understanding. The number is 877-573-7825. Before we take your next question, I just wanted to share a resource with you, Church Pop. Church Pop takes a fresh and fun look at the news shaping our world, featuring engaging, inspiring, and informative Catholic social media content. You can check out Church Pop on Snapchat, Instagram, and on the web at churchpop.com. And you can also get Church Pop directed daily to your email inbox. Just visit churchpop.com and click subscribe, and you will be in the know in a way that is grace-filled and enables you to live your faith in every part of your life. That's churchpop.com.
Sounds pretty good to me. Any kind of news that can come with inspiration as well as information sounds a lot better than just streaming the stress all the time. And it's stress that we are talking about today here on More to Life. Give us a call if something's stressing you out and you are tired of it. You want to feel better. You want to feel more in control. You want to feel more connected to God. We are here for you today. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. And questions at moretoliferadio.com. Gina has asked a question. She is listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio. And she says, my 11-year-old son, who is an only child, seems to be getting more and more anxious and stressed as the school year goes on. His grades are dipping a bit, and all he wants is to play video games, not any with anyone online, just games by himself. He seems calmer when he is playing them, so we really don't want to take them from him. What can we do to help him be calm when he's not playing and more focused so he can study well? His stress is really starting to stress his dad and I a lot, too, because we don't want this to get worse, but we don't know what to do. And that's Gina in Texas.
Hey, Gina, thank you for the question. So I understand your reluctance because he seems calmer when he's playing games. He's getting a dopamine hit when he's playing games.
That's kind of the addiction for all of us these days.
And what that means is dopamine is a kind of a natural... it's a pleasure hormone, the neurotransmitter that it makes us feel good, right? And so when you're playing games, you're getting that hit that makes you feel better and causes you to feel less stressed because you're not focusing on anything, but you're not actually any calmer.
Right.
In fact, what's happening is you go into a different kind of brain state where you're not dealing with anything, but you're also not learning how to deal with anything. And so when you put down the game, everything just gets more stressful the more you stay away from it.
And the interesting thing is most parents would think it was the reverse of that, because in games, many games, especially that 11-year-old boys play, they often will look at the game if it's a parent who's prudent and has really checked out the game and made sure that it's, you know, safe and appropriate. You're thinking, oh, well, they're working out a situation on the game. They're learning how to beat the situation on the game. That must be good for their problem-solving brain. But because it's coming with such a dopamine hit and it's not a real situation with real people and real struggles, it doesn't really do it the way it's supposed to. When we're playing that kind of game, we sort of know exactly what's going to happen in terms of, okay, if I do this, this, and this, I should get to this level, right? And we can feel frustrated when we don't, but we know there's a way to do that. Then you put a child in a real-world activity, such as dealing with social groups at school, being able to study, but not necessarily knowing how to study for that particular teacher's papers or tests, that kind of thing. And it's so unpracticed in the real world and in the real brain that it can actually throw us off in terms of our feeling of being able to handle that.
So step one is you're going to seriously restrict the amount of time he's playing video games, right? And he's going to lose his mind at first because you're taking away the thing that's making him feel better, but it's not making him feel better. If he was smoking marijuana and it was making him feel better, you wouldn't have any problem taking it away from him. This is similar, right? It's not quite as dangerous, but it's just as addictive, and it doesn't help him learn the skills he's going to need to learn.
And we have to go back to, this is an 11-year-old whose brain is developing very quickly, and it needs to be guided in that development so it develops well.
So number one is you're taking away the gaming for any more than like an hour a day. I mean, that's on the long end.
And don't make it a reward. Okay, because then he feels like anything I do, I just have to get to my game, and it'll actually make him more anxious. Just make it part of the normal day, but we have to talk about what that normal day really needs to look like.
Second, I want you to look at your family rituals. How often do you spend time as a family working, playing, talking, and praying together every day? A healthy family really needs to have those four points of connection every single day. And there was a brand new study that just came out that found that family rituals decrease stress in children and teens by 40%. I'm just going to let that sit for a second. The more a family has regular rituals, the more likely it is that your teen or your child will experience 40% less stress than in families that do not have regular rituals where they work, play, talk, and pray together every day.
And then that brain is more able to handle learning how to deal with social situations, learning how to study well, learning anything, than it could before they had those rituals. And when we talk about this, I want you to hear again, Greg is saying time as a family every day to work and play and talk and pray together. Most families think their rituals are, we all know what we need to do to pack our bags, get on the school bus. We get off the school bus, they come home, maybe they have a snack, they do their homework, so they're working by themselves, maybe I kind of help them. We have dinner, we go to whatever practice we have, we go to bed. That's our rituals, we have them in place. No, that's not being together. We're talking about real time to all work together to make the dinner, or all work together to straighten up the house. And it's a thing that we do every day. Everybody knows they all clear their dishes when we're done with dinner. We have time to have a meal together. And over that meal, we talk about the day, not just our problems, but the funny things that happened, the things that we learned, that funny meme that came across, whatever that is. But we're talking about real stuff and getting to know each other, the highs and lows of the day. We make time to play together and not on a video game, but we go out and we shoot hoops, we walk the dog together, we play a board game together, even a short one every day, so that we're connecting, we're having fun, we're learning there's a way to have fun together with real people and not just with a screen. And we take some time every day to pray about all the things we're grateful for and all the things that we need so that we can connect with God and each other in that way.
And Gina, I'm going to say this to you and any other listener who's listening to all this right now and saying, but we don't have time for all that. If you don't have time for all that, scale back. Because anything else you're doing aside from this stuff is not important. Because these are the things that help your kids be mentally healthy and teach your kids skills for life. That traveling sports team that your kids are on, or that the 30,000 activities that they're doing,
or the 30,000 activities that you and your husband are involved in, because you want to make the world and the church a better place. You have to make your family the best place first. They're your world. They're your church. They're your domestic church.
That overscheduling is killing our kids and killing our families. All right. So the last point I want to leave you with, you asked about studying. Don't let him study on his own. Okay, you're going to have to teach him how to study. We have a tendency to think that, well, the kid, just he's 11, he could just go off and do his thing. Until he knows how to study calmly, he's not able to study alone. You're going to need to be with him. And you're going to need to teach him how to calm down. So you're going to see him getting ramped up. And it's like, okay, let's take a deep breath. Let's step away from this for a second. Let's pray, hey, Lord, help us to calm down and help us to really focus on doing the work and getting to a better place. Okay, take that deep breath again. All right, let's try the next step in this problem.
And hear what Greg said, the next step. So you don't just go, well, now try it again. You help him to learn to break down every step of what he's learning. If it's not math, if it's, say, social studies, you have him read a paragraph to himself, and then you say, tell me what the paragraph said, so he can process it and give it back to you in little chunks. Help him learn how to chunk down his workload so that he can process it and know that he's getting it.
All right. So, and all the things we're talking about, again, it's very countercultural these days, right? I mean, this used to be the way families lived, 20 years ago even.
Even 10.
But it's not now. And so if you need support in making that transition and integrating these things that we're talking about into your daily life, I really encourage you to reach out to us through the Catholic Home app. You can download the app wherever you get your apps, and it's Catholic HOM, stands for Households on Mission. Not only can you get the creative resources that you need to really make this change fun, but you can get the coaching that you need from Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches to help you make this transition and get the support that you need to overcome any hurdles or resistance that you have, for example, when you do cut back on the video games, when you are trying to increase the family rituals. It's a lot, and we want to help you make that change. And we provide that kind of support every day through the Catholic HOM app. So check it out. And that goes for you listeners as well. If you would like to get the support you need to make this change so that you can be that countercultural, dynamic, loving, peaceful Catholic family, download the Catholic Home app, become part of the community. It's only $14.95 a month, or you can save 2 months, get 2 months for free, and get an annual subscription for only $1.49. So we'd love to see you there. We're taking your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Stress Mess, as we talk about the ways stress and anxiety undermine our peace. How can we hold on to peace even in the middle of problems, chaos, challenges? It is possible. Let us help you do it today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day. It comes to us from Romans chapter 8, verse 6.
And this one is not pulling any punches. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace.
And I want to go back to the metaphor we used in our opening reflection about whitewater rafting here. This is a good illustration of exactly what St. Paul is talking about, right? If the rafter panics whenever he hits that white water, you're going to end up on the rocks, and you're going to drown, right? Because that is the mind governed by the flesh that St. Paul is talking about. But the mind governed by the Spirit is able to recenter ourselves, paddle down the river, hit the rapids, avoid the rocks, stay off the shore, and get through the other side in one piece. That's what receptivity allows us to do. The mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace, but the mind governed by the flesh is death. We don't find our peace by running around trying to fix everything around us. We find our peace by giving our hearts, our souls, our minds to God in the moment and asking Him to help us center ourselves, especially in grace, and then listening to Him coaching us step by step by step through the problems and challenges we're facing.
And if you're thinking, I don't really know how to do that, I've never done that before, and God might be mad at me because I've wandered far from Him in my thoughts, and oh my goodness, let's take that deep breath and remember that Peter, our first pope, the rock upon which Christ built His church, stressed out when he was questioned whether he was a follower of Christ after Jesus had been arrested. 3 times he panicked and he denied Christ. And Christ asked him 3 times after the resurrection, do you love me? Christ is always here to take us back, to show us his love, and to show us the way we should go. So don't panic about that. God loves you. He's here for you. And he's had you listen to the show today to get some real tips on how to make it work in your life. Give us a call, 877-573-7825.
And More to Life will be back with your questions about handling stress right after these messages.
Today's programming is brought to you in part by a gift from our day sponsor. The annual Rose Mass for Catholic healthcare workers, celebrated by Bishop Boyer, takes place on Saturday, March 14th at 5 p.m. at St. Francis in Ann Arbor, followed by a dinner reception. Dr. Bob Collins, nationally recognized oncologist, will share his journey of conversion and stories of grace and healing. Suggested donation is $25. RSVP at bit.ly/Rosemass.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, the fourth Sunday and fifth week of Lent in the Byzantine Catholic liturgical calendar features a powerhouse of spirituality and culminates in a special service to the Mother of God.
Now on Ave Maria Radio's newest FM stations, 105.5 FM in Southfield and 107.9 FM in Ann Arbor.
Hey, Catholic parents, could you use a break? Parenting is hard, especially at this time of year, and burnout can steal the joy right out of family life.
Join us, Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern for a free webinar sponsored by Ave Maria Radio titled Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout.
Discover practical, faith-filled ways to recharge your batteries and reclaim the joy of parenting. Register today at avemariaradio.net. Don't miss it. Your family's worth it.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today's show is titled Stress Mess, as we talk about stress and anxiety and how they undermine our peace, and more importantly, how to get it back. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Patty, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Florida on Guadalupe Radio.
Hey, Patty. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Thank you. So I just purchased a home less than a month ago, and the intent of purchasing the home was so that my mother could come live with me because she's elderly and she can't take care of her own property anymore. She lives in a rather large house.
And okay, how and old she is that? Knew that you were doing this and she approved of moving in with you? You were all both on the same page?
So she called me crying in October because she had fallen and it bruised her ego. It didn't hurt her. But she had fallen, she's fallen several times, and so she is afraid, you know, that she's going to continue to fall and continue to have different health problems. She had open heart surgery right at 4 years ago, and so she asked, can you come get me? And I was in the middle of looking for a completely different type of property for myself, and I said yes. That I would look for a house for both the both of us, and I found one that she can have her privacy on one side of the house, and I can have, you know, room on the other side. And but the thing is that I only have so much money to work with, and that's been the thing from the very beginning. So I knew that I was looking for a house that I could fix myself because I'm very handy, and so, like, I can buy all the materials. I can do 99% of the labor. And so that's been, like, thing the entire time is that I'm going to fix this house, but it's going to take me probably 2 to 3 months, at minimum 2 months. Well, the day that I closed on the house, she had already put her house up for sale, and within a day or two of me closing on the house, she sold the property, her property, to someone, which puts me at, now I have to have her come down to the house that I don't even have floors in the house yet. I just recently tore the flooring out. And it's in her room, it's in the living room. I mean, there's no floors in this place because I tore them out because they were in very bad condition.
How old is your mom? How old is your mom, and how physically capable is she? Just so I have a sense of that.
She is 76 years old, and she is not physically capable at all.
Okay.
Like, so she can't take care of herself. You mean she like, can she be on her own at all?
She could cook her own meals and stuff. She could go to like a retirement community, but she doesn't want to do that. She is 76 years old. Mm-hmm. Like I said, she did have open heart surgery about 4 years ago, and she felt a lot better immediately after.
Well, but okay, so the reason I'm asking that question is because she can't be with you right now, because it's not safe to be in your house, essentially, right?
Are you living in the home that you're constructing, or are you still
in your other place? I'm living in the home.
No. Okay.
I was sofa surfing with a relative, so mm-hmm. I'm not living there any longer, and it was an hour away from where the house is. So that just wasn't going to work out for me to work during the day, then yep. drive for an hour, work on that house, and then drive back for another hour.
So you're kind of making, I mean, I understand why, you know, this would be stressful for you, but I think that it's okay to say to mom, and you know, let me know what you think about this, that look, it's not safe for you to be here. We need to find some other place for you to stay until the house is safe, whether that means an extended stay hotel or, you know, a short-term stay in an Airbnb.
You know, this time of year, she could stay in an Airbnb, perhaps very close to where you are.
Stay with a friend or a family member, somebody, but you can't be here because it's just not safe for you. And I wish we'd been able to coordinate that better, but this is kind of where we're at, Mom. So what would happen if you did that?
I suggested that. She said, well, maybe I could go live with your brother for a little while. But the problem with that is she and I are both very highly allergic to cats. Like,
Auntie has a cat.
And his cat isn't like your normal go hide under the sofa cat. No, she likes to be petted. She wants to sit on your lap. She wants to be
and the hair is.
I mean, that's
everywhere.
That's unfortunate, yeah, that's, and it's inconvenient. Yeah. But
if you're really highly allergic, that can be problematic. So you kind of have to go back to what Greg was originally saying.
Yeah.
If she's medically, it would hurt her breathing.
I just think that you have to be very clear with Mom that this isn't a suggestion, that you love her and you can't wait for her to move in, but it's not safe for her to be there now, and you know, you wish that she had coordinated the timing of the sale with you so that you guys could work this out better, but things being as they are, it's not safe for her to move in with you yet, so she's going to have to be someplace else, wherever that is. And you can, you know, like you know, whether that's extended stay hotel, an Airbnb, you know, some senior living homes will do short-term rentals.
But looking for using what she got for the house as a little bit of a cushion for now so that you have those few extra months to get things at least safe enough. It doesn't have to be pristine. It doesn't have to be a show home, but it has to be functional and safe for you both to be there.
But going back to the idea of, you know, some principles that help us to stay calm in the face of stressful situations, you know, one of those principles is knowing what is your problem and what is not. And I don't mean to sound cold with that, but I mean, you have to kind of have those clear boundaries in your head. It's like, this isn't really my problem in the sense that if Mom had coordinated this with me, we wouldn't have this issue.
Yeah, in fact, you're a fabulous daughter. You're doing everything you possibly can, and stressing about the fact that the timing's working out will actually make you less effective in what you're trying to do for her.
So it's not your job to make the impossible happen. It's your job to work with her to find some other place for her to be while you finish up the house, and then nothing's going to be ideal. You know, I mean, I don't know how allergic she is. I mean, if that means she's going to have, you know, asthma attacks or whatever because she's there. But nothing's going to be ideal. So you just have to, she's going to have to make the best out of the next 2 to 3 months until it is safe to move into your house. And that's sad. And, you know, you can empathize with her. But she just didn't handle this the best way possible. And so now you're going to have to use the, you know, an interim situation that maybe isn't ideal. But that's okay. That's all right. And it's a step toward moving her into your house. And you're doing everything that you reasonably can to be there for your mom and to honor her. Nobody's expecting you to make the impossible happen. So I hope I realize it's easy for me to say, but that really is the way through it. Okay. And so and that's, you know, the healthy and godly way through it. You're being there for your mom every way that you reasonably can, but God doesn't expect you to do the unreasonable and the impossible. So really work with her to figure out where she's going to be until the house is safe, and then you can transition her in. And hopefully the whole experience will teach, you know, her to talk with you, and so that when you guys are living together, you can be more partners in these kinds of things instead of her just doing things and you having to deal with it. Thanks for the call, Patty. And folks, if there's more we can do to support you in handling the stressful situations and stressful people in your life, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll help you connect with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember, with God's grace, there really is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.